my love, and welcome back to another episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I hope that you are having the most fantastic Monday ever. It is currently Sunday afternoon. It has been a busy day here in the Battle household, but I wanted to record this episode for you because this is something that I believe is so important and missing for so many women in my world. Sharing this episode with you, there are a couple of things that I want to preface this by saying. Number one, this is going to be what I'm sharing today is just like a snippet. It'll probably be 5 to 10 minutes of what I share inside of the 10-day Love Your Body Bootcamp. So if you resonate with anything that I talk about today, you're going to want to register for the 10-day Love Your Body Bootcamp, which kicks off Monday afternoon, evening, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So the day that you are hearing this, this is going to be an opportunity for you to jump in before we begin. We are closing doors to this experience on day 3. So at the end of day 3, we are closing doors to this experience because day 4, we have our full day of Voxer coaching. Day 8, we have our full day of Voxer coaching. And this program is rapid speed. We are moving, moving, moving. It is an intensive experience. And I don't say that to scare you. I say that to let you know you are going to get so much value out of this 10 days. You are going to start implementing things immediately that are going to help you shift the way that you feel ASAP. You're going to leave these 10 days feeling like a different woman than you stepped in. And I'm so excited for that. So if you desire to join us, link is in the show notes of this episode. You can click to join us. Only time I am running this experience live. So if you want live coaching with me, Voxer access, Zoom call for personalized support, you know, the ability to ask me questions based off of the things that you are implementing in your life and get real-time coaching and feedback, you're going to want to take advantage of this. There are like 25 incredible women inside, and I'm just so excited to help them transform their lives. So the message that I'm going to be sharing inside of this episode today is like just a couple of minutes out of the hours and hours and hours of trainings that are inside of this program. But what really sparked this conversation was a call that I had on Thursday last week with my Consistency Queen Mastermind. And it doesn't really matter the context of how this conversation started, but what does matter is what I said in response. If you have never worked with me before, and maybe you've worked with another coach before, maybe you've never worked with a coach, period, and you don't really know what to expect when you come into somebody's world, that's normal. When you hire a coach, unless you've worked with them before, it's normal to be nervous. It's normal to be a little bit fearful, and it's normal to say like, "Well, I don't really know what to expect. I've never done this before. I've never worked with this person before." That's all very, very normal. The thing about the way that I run my coaching business and the way that I lead my clients, I am never going to be the coach that tells you what you have to do or what you're supposed to do or the way that you need to do things in order to be successful. I don't believe that that is actually what helps people create lasting change in their lives. I want you to think about how connected to yourself do you feel? How much do you trust yourself? How well do you know what it is that you actually need? How often can you hear your intuition speaking to you? How often do you choose to listen to your intuition? How often do you talk yourself out of opportunities because of the self-doubt that you have or the limiting beliefs that are holding you back from being a woman who is decisive? How much do you trust your decision-making? How much do you look for external validation in your life? If you're anything like me and most of the women that I work with, your answer is probably like, well, I don't trust myself very much. I look for external validation all of the time. I want someone else to tell me exactly what to do so I can get the result that I'm seeking. And that's the problem. That is so much of the problem. How many times have you decided to approach a change in your life? Let's just use weight loss as an example. How many times have you wanted to go on a weight loss journey and you looked for someone to calculate your macros for you or for Weight Watchers to tell you how many points you're supposed to be eating or for a coach that you don't know in the online space to build you an 8-week glute guide or a workout program? We are constantly looking for other people to tell us how to do things in our lives to get the result that we are seeking. And that's not wrong. Guidance and support and coaching is so powerful and we can learn so much. It's not about not learning. But the women who come into my world, I have one primary goal, and that is to reconnect you to yourself in a way where the relationship that you have with yourself is one that you trust, one that empowers you, one that you can believe in yourself to make choices that are good for you, one that will allow you to validate your own decision and choices, one where you feel confident about the woman that you are and knowing exactly what it is that you want for your life, one where you're able to not only hear your intuition, connect with yourself, but also listen to your intuition and trust that you are guiding yourself on the path that you are meant to be on. And most women who come into my world have no sense of relationship with self. Most women who come into my world are like, what? You want me to like talk to myself and you want me to build self-awareness and you want me to ask myself how I feel and you want me to check in on how I feel about the decisions I'm making and the behaviors that I'm following through with? And that answer is yes, I do. I will teach you so much in my world. In the program that's coming up, for instance, the 10-day Love Your Body Bootcamp, there are 8 20 to 25 minute trainings where I'm actually teaching you how to step by step by step do things. But the reality of creating change in your life is less about the how to do, and it's more of the how to be. How can you be a woman who does the things that she knows how to do so that she can get the result that she wants? Most people, when it comes to things that we've wanted for a really long time, weight loss being one of them, you probably know the things that you should be doing, the things that people have taught you how to do. Well, eat less, eat more protein, don't eat junk food, drink more water, get more sleep, exercise, do your cardio, lift your weights. You've been taught how to do, but has anyone taught you how to be, who to be, how to embody a woman who can create the result that she wants? And most people are not teaching that. Most people are teaching the how to do, and I am teaching you the how to be, who to become in order to create the success that you desire in your life. So I will give you a lot of how to do, but a lot of the how to do is teaching you how to be a woman who can reconnect with herself, who can trust herself, who can listen to her intuition, who can put her needs at the top of the priority list, who can be a woman of her word, who is in integrity, who lives with intentionality, who accepts herself, who forgives herself, who loves herself, who moves in a way where she has her own best interests at heart. I want to ask you, are you moving in your life in a way that has your own best interest at heart? And sadly, for most people, that answer is no. Sadly, for most of us, it's like, I don't actually care about myself. I want to say I care about myself because it sounds good. But if I check in on my actions and I check in on my behaviors and I check in on my self-talk, I'm not actually embodying a woman who really cares about herself. Am I? No. I've been listening to this podcast lately when I'm in the shower and getting ready for work. It's called Something Was Wrong. And it's stories of domestic violence and abuse told by women about their relationships with their abusers. And I started a conversation with my husband about it, just telling him like that I was listening to this. And I was like, it's so interesting for me that I lived so many years of my life in a domestic violence relationship, but the violence was coming from myself. Was I beating on myself? No. But was I talking shit to myself? Yeah, sure. Was I degrading myself? Yeah, absolutely. Was I putting myself down? Uh-huh. Was I holding myself back from taking risks? Yep. Was I abusing my body? For sure. Are you in a healthy relationship with yourself? And if that answer is no, I can guarantee you, I will pinky promise you right now, I'm holding out both of my pinkies. I will double pinky promise you with the kiss on the hand that the result that you are seeking in any area of your life, the foundation of getting that is building the relationship that you have with yourself. This is something that I overlooked for so many years of my life. I shared on Instagram yesterday a list of things that I thought were going to make me love my body. There was one bullet point on that list, and it was weight loss. But then I shared a list of the things that actually made me fall in love with my body. And you can go check that post out if you want to hear what those things are. But the reality is, what those things are the things I'm teaching you how to do inside of the 10-day Love Your Body Bootcamp. What you think you want in your life very rarely is going to come from the thing that you think is going to help you achieve it. It's probably much deeper. It's probably much more connected to how you feel in your life and less of what you are doing in your life. So if you're ready to improve the relationship that you have with yourself so that you can achieve the results that you want in your life, because I believe we get in life what we believe we're worthy of having. If you don't believe you're actually worthy of having this big, huge success that you want, you're probably not going to show up and do the work to achieve it. You're going to count yourself out. You're going to doubt yourself. You're going to ask yourself, these words will kill more dreams than anything. Who am I to? Who am I to do that? Who am I to do that? Who am I to do that? You are actively holding yourself back from creating the result that you want in your life. And then when you go on the quest to achieve the result that you want, you're just looking for someone else to tell you exactly how to do it. And there's no focus on who you're being. If you want to learn how to be so that you can get what you want, you should take a step closer into my world. And there are lots of ways for you to do that. We have the 10-day Love Your Body Bootcamp. We have the MBS experience coming up. We have private coaching. If you're like, I want to improve my life, I have lots of ways that I can help you do that, okay? But what I want to share with you today are a few things that I'm sharing inside of one of the trainings in the 10-day Love Your Body Bootcamp. On day 9, we are doing a training around connection and intuition. So I'm going to be sharing with you how to reconnect with yourself, because this is truly a pivotal part of you creating the success that you want in your life and loving the body that you're in. It's learning to actually listen to yourself, reconnect with yourself, get back in touch with your intuition so that all of the noise from outside of you isn't clouding what is actually best for you. You're looking for a game plan and a rule book on how to do certain things. And every time that you're following someone else's, this is what you should be doing, you're losing more connection with yourself. You're losing more trust within yourself. And there will come a point, if you're not there already, where you look around and you're like, I don't even know what I want. I don't even know what I desire. I don't even know how I feel. I don't even know who I am. And that is not a life of living. That is a life of existing and waiting for someone else outside of you to give you direction. And that is not the way that you should be living your life, okay? So I wanted to share with you the second part, just a little bit, not the entire training, of the second part of this training on day 9, where we talk about connection and intuition. And I want to share with you, how can you start listening to your intuition? Because even if you decide that you don't want to be a part of the 10-day Love Your Body Bootcamp, this is so important for every woman in the world to be able to hear herself, listen to herself, feel connected to herself, trust that gut feeling, right? Your intuition is a feeling and knowing that comes from within. But what happens when there's no self-trust, when there's no self-respect, when there's no self-honoring, when you've probably even started to tune yourself out because for the most part, you don't actually like the dialogue that's happening between you and you? There is no connection to your intuition. Having intuition requires having self-trust, which is something that I highly encourage you working on. I think that there is an episode on this podcast somewhere about developing self-trust. If not, this is something that we do talk about inside of the 10-day Love Your Body Bootcamp in depth. But you have to have that self-trust. Your intuition is trying to drive you towards doing the things that feel right and are right for your life. But if you can't hear your intuition and you don't trust yourself to listen to your intuition and you're constantly waiting for someone else, your husband or your spouse or your sister or your mom, to say, yeah, you should go and do that, you're never going to create the life that you want, okay? So I want to share with you 3 things that you can do to start listening to your intuition. And this may feel uncomfortable. It's normal for this to feel uncomfortable. It is normal for doing new things to feel uncomfortable. Do you need me to say that again? It is normal for doing new things to feel uncomfortable. And with discomfort comes resistance, and it comes feelings of, ugh, I don't want to, and I don't like this. That's normal. But are you going to allow those feelings to stop you from creating the result that you want in your life? Be willing to go through the discomfort of creating the growth that you want, okay? So the first thing that you can do to start listening to your intuition is sit with yourself in silence. Ooh. How many of you are afraid to sit with yourself in silence? I work with so many women who have struggled in the beginning. They're like, I want to do everything I can to run away from myself, and you want me to sit with myself in silence? Uh-uh, honey, I don't think so. In order to start hearing your intuition, you have to allow yourself to be alone. Can you spend some time alone with yourself? This is what I do every single morning with my Create Joy journal. Every single morning, time alone with me, quieting the noise around me, minimizing distractions. We're so busy listening to what we should be doing that we lose touch with what it is that we really want. What time are you spending with yourself every single day to reconnect with what it is that you really want? This should be a part of your everyday life, where you're sitting with yourself, connecting with yourself, asking questions that allow you to understand what it is that I actually want in my life. How much are you allowing external to drive the direction of your life? Who are you really living for? If you are a part of the Unbothered AF Masterclass, inside of that, one of the biggest themes was, who are you living your life for? Are you living your life for what other people want of you and who you think you're supposed to be for them? Or are you living your life for you? You're going to look back on your life with a lot of regrets if you're living for other people. So allow yourself to find some time every single day to sit with yourself in silence. And you might be like, well, I have 7 kids and I can't find a moment of silence. I don't know what it's like to have a lot of children, but I do know that you get 5 minutes of silence sometime throughout your day. whether it's sneaking to the bathroom at work, or whether it is before you fall asleep, the 5 minutes that you're laying in bed before you fall asleep with your eyes closed, you can sit with yourself in silence there. You can spend time alone with yourself there. You can be present with your thoughts. Turn the TV off. Put the phone down. Stop scrolling social media to numb the feelings that you have within. You're so busy hiding from yourself. You're living the lives of other people to avoid living your own life. It's time to stop doing that. You're never going to be able to reconnect with your intuition and listen to your intuition and be divinely guided by yourself if you're constantly being stimulated by everything that's happening around you. Put the phone down, turn the TV off, close your eyes, be alone for 5 minutes. Sit with yourself in silence, okay? The second thing that you need to do in order to learn to listen to your intuition is start listening to the pull. The moment that you have a feeling of doing something, and I talked a lot about this on the last episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast, where I was talking about making the decision to make the investment in Heroic Public Speaking, which I did, $26,000 investment for an 8-month course to learn how to be a public speaker, to learn the craft of public speaking and performance for public speaking. And I'm so excited. But we have to listen to the pull. And I share this on the episode. I knew when I was there Monday and Tuesday, everything in my body said, yes, do it. But I started to overthink. I started to question all of the what ifs. I started to doubt myself. I started to allow fear to creep in. I started to wonder and worry, can I? Should I? Is this the right choice? Am I making a mistake? We have to be able to listen to that initial pull. The feeling that you felt that told you, yes, this is for you, you have to be willing to listen to that. You have to be willing to put your logical mind to the side and say, I believe that my gut knows what is best for me and I'm going to do it. I'm going to follow through. And the third thing that we can do to bring this full circle and allow yourself to actually listen to the pull so that you can get back in touch with your intuition is spend some time imagining that what you wanted in that initial pull, imagine that it actually happened. With the moments that you're sitting by yourself in silence, imagine that that thing that your gut said, yes, do it. Imagine that it happened. And reflect on how does it make you feel in your mind, in your body, in your heart? Are you all clenched up? Are your shoulders hunched over? Is your jaw like tight and you're like, ugh, palms are sweaty? And you're like, oh, bad idea. Negative reaction. Doesn't feel good. Or when you imagine it happening, are you smiling? Are you excited? Do you feel butterflies of excitement in your stomach? Do you feel joy in your heart? Do you feel gratitude and pride of the fact that you accomplished this or you did this or you have this? Pay attention to how that makes you feel. Visualization is a really powerful tool. Use it in your life to imagine what your gut instinct is telling you, what your intuition is telling you, where your highest self is guiding you. So often your best self, your highest self, the favorite version of you that could ever exist, she's trying to guide you and she's trying to tell you this is the path meant for you, but your fear is getting in the way. The who am I to do this is getting in the way. The what ifs are getting in the way. The self-doubt and limiting beliefs are getting in the way. If you want to be a woman who achieves the outward success, you have to become a woman who can achieve the outward success, but also you have to be able to listen to what you know is best for you and get out of your head and get into your heart. Be able to listen to the intuition that is guiding you in your life, that is showing you this is what is meant for you. But your mind wants to keep you safe. Fear that isn't actually real, we will convince ourselves that this is a real fear. This is something to really be afraid of, and we want to stay safe. That's normal. We all want to feel safe, but you have to ask yourself, what is actually worst case scenario? Am I going to die from doing this? Because that is worst case scenario. Everything else you can come back from. Failure, disappointment, embarrassment. It's your ego that's trying to stop you. It's your ego that's trying to convince you, don't do it. You might look kind of silly. Somebody might judge you for it. But who gives a fuck what people think about you? You're not here to live your life for them. You're here to live your life for you. So are you going to do that? I hope that this episode could help you reconnect with your intuition a little bit. Again, don't just listen to this. Go and actively do it. I was very generous for sharing this with you out of the 10-day Love Your Body Bootcamp program. If you want to join us, please jump in. We're covering, that's like 2 minutes I think I spoke for like 5 or 10 minutes on that. 5 or 10 minutes out of hours and hours and hours, plus live coaching, plus a 65-page workbook, lifetime access to everything. So you'll be able to come back and plug in when you need it. I'm so excited to share this experience. I was on a quest to learning to love my body for my entire life. And it took me until I was 30 years old to realize, well, I guess weight loss is not the solution to this. So what is? Acceptance, forgiveness, watching my language, checking my expectations, expressing gratitude, comparing myself to other people less often, checking what my actual intentions were on my journey to being healthy, reconnecting with myself, listening to my intuition, finding pleasure in my life, developing more intimacy with myself and with others. These are the things that we're going to cover inside of the 10-Day Love Your Body Bootcamp. So your final invitation, who am I kidding? I'm probably going to invite you again. Your invitation to join the 10-Day Love Your Body Bootcamp link is in the show notes if you desire to join us. I also want to remind you, exclusive pep talks with the queen is absolute fire. Get your behind in there. And if you haven't already left a rating and review on the Queen of Pep Talks podcast, it would mean so much to me if you took the time to do that. I read every single review. It's very simple. Just go to the Purple Podcast app, click on the show, which make sure you're following the Queen of Pep Talks podcast so you're alerted when new episodes drop. Monday, Friday is the current schedule for new episodes. Monday, a little bit more teachy style. Friday, a little bit more laid back, a little bit more life update style, but you never really know. Whatever I want to share with you, I'm going to share with you. It doesn't really matter what day of the week it's going to be. If there's a message on my heart that I want you to hear, I for sure am going to come and allow you to hear it. But go to the Purple Podcast app, follow the show, click the 5th star to leave a 5-star review, and then you can just type out a little review. Let me know what you loved about this episode. Was there something that was a takeaway for you or a breakthrough for you or an aha moment for you? Knowing that you benefit from the work that I do means everything to me. And it's really easy to not say thank you to the people who we deeply appreciate. But when you share your appreciation and gratitude for me, it helps me continue pushing forward on my journey to creating success in my own life and being able to translate that for you as something that is going to benefit you in your life as well, because that is what I care about. Okay. I love you so very much. I hope you have the most fantastic Monday. If you're registered for the 10-Day Love Your Body Bootcamp and you're listening right now, I will see you tonight. I cannot wait. I love you, and I will talk to you on our next episode. See you guys.